I'm Chris Harwood, and this is live from Studio A. We have in the studio today Brad Senni out of the Twin Cities. Let's start off with a song. You're going to play Woody Guthrie number.
Yes, Baltimore to Washington, it's called.
Great.
I've gambled all around the town and Newport News. More I gamble, the more I lose. From Baltimore, Washington. Oh, Baltimore to Washington. Oh, Baltimore to Washington. Oh, Baltimore to Washington. I guess they got troubles too. The hobos know me up and down the line. They don't know the trouble on my mind. I guess they got troubles too. 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 From Baltimore, Washington. The police know me up and down the line. They don't know the trouble on my hands. I guess they got troubles too. I guess they got troubles too. I guess they got troubles too. I guess police they got troubles too. From Baltimore to Washington. I'm going up north, yeah, I'm going north this fall. If my luck don't change, I won't be back at all. Baltimore, Washington. Oh, Baltimore to Washington. Oh, Baltimore to Washington. Oh, Baltimore to Washington. I guess they got troubles too.
Brad Senni live from Studio A here. Today we've got him here with his nylon string guitar, played a number there by Woody Guthrie, Baltimore to Washington. It's not on your latest record, but you said you've been working on a Woody Guthrie project as well.
Yes, it's with a banjo. Well, it's with a revolving cast of musicians that sit in with me, but I was going to learn a Woody Guthrie song, and I ended up learning like 9 of them and started playing them a lot, and I love the energy of them, so... Yeah, I've been working on that stuff under the Walker Fields moniker, and just recorded a live CD that I'm giving away right now, and you can get it for free on Bandcamp, too, which is a website. If you did search for, like, Walker Fields and Bandcamp, you could download it for free. So.
B-A-N-D-C-A-M-P, Bandcamp.
Yep.
Great.
Yep.
Cool. Your latest album, Aerial Views, out on Grain Belt Records. Sounds like a Minneapolis label.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Grain Belt for that honest beer taste. I love that old slogan of theirs. So, your bio says that you are prairie reared. I love that phrase. Where in the prairies would you grow?
Well, southern Minnesota.
Okay.
I think it's considered the prairie, but it was, yeah. So southern Minnesota, I grew up on a farm down there and started out playing in rock bands and stuff and then kind of slowly evolved into the acoustic thing. So, but I didn't really play acoustic much when I grew up around there, but after I left, I really got into it more. So
you came to the city to go low tech.
Exactly.
That's fantastic.
Exactly. You know, you kind of want to.
What kind of farm was it?
It was just all grain. soybeans and corn. It's my uncles own it, and I worked on it since I was 11. So it's
drove a lot of tractor then.
Yep, picked a lot of rock.
I bet.
Yeah, which is very relaxing, actually.
I bet.
You know, just walking in a field, picking up rocks.
It's slow and steady. It's like learning the guitar.
That's right.
Advance a little further, one chord at a time.
Right.
This record of yours, Aerial Views, mostly acoustic, but it's got a wide range of other instruments on it, too.
Yep.
Do you do most of the instrument yourself? You have the people sitting in on, with it on you, or you got...
There was an original version that I had played most of the instruments, and then I got signed to Grain Belt Record, and he wanted to go back in and remix it. And then after that, on the remixing, we had some more people come in. But I think it was like three people. I had a pedal steel player come in, a drummer, and then Ben Durant, who recorded me. He has a studio down in Minneapolis called Crazy Beast. He played a lot of different instruments on it.
Oh, cool.
Just kind of like on his own time. You know, we didn't, like, I wasn't around and stuff. Just kind of, he was doing that while, yeah, so it was really fun. It was really cool, and I love that those guys played on it, and it really added, I think, a lot to the record, so.
Mm-hmm. And it came out the middle of last year or so, did you say about?
Yep. Originally, I'd released Aerial Views in April of 2009, and just kind of did mostly all the recording myself. And then Grain Belt Records was interested. And then in April of 2010, we re-released it and changed the track orders, put some new songs on there, took some off. So, yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear the other version of the record, too. So it's
yeah,
like the,
one,
like the
so.
New York version of Blood on the Tracks. You know, that's all acoustic.
Wow. I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah, the original version before he came to Minneapolis, yeah. We recorded a lot of those tunes. Yeah, it's just.
I have not heard that.
Yeah, it's a really
I need to hear that.
Interesting session. Yeah.
Wow.
His original version of the record before he added people to it in Minneapolis.
Yeah. So just acoustic?
And, yeah, like Idiot Wind all by himself on the guitar, things like that. So
wow.
It's really kind of neat. It's a neat thing. Well, let's hear another tune from you. Let's do another tune.
Purse on a wire, hovering over the hills. Flew 400 miles so I could stand still. I'm coming back home, I'm coming back home, I'm coming back home, oh Lord, oh child, yeah. Cover a lot of land, cover a lot of miles. Went up the highest hill I could ever climb. I'm coming back home, I'm coming back home, I'm coming back home, oh Lord, oh child, yeah, yeah, yeah. Taste that great superior on the tip of my tongue. Tip on my tongue, tip on my tongue. I'm coming back home, I'm coming back home, I'm coming back home, oh Lord, oh child, yeah, yeah. One thing on my mind, got one thing on my mind. Got my baby on my mind. I'm cruising down that hill, coming back home, I'm coming back home, I'm coming back home. Oh, child, yeah, yeah. I'm coming back home, I'm coming back home, coming back home, oh yeah, oh child, oh Lord, oh, oh, oh yeah.
Nice. What's that one called?
That one is called Old Child, and it's very new, and I'm glad I kind of did it the way I intended.
Oh, yeah? Is there a, you had some different ideas about that
first?
Yeah,
I'm kind of into that lately, you know, just kind of going with the flow and not being so uptight. That's one thing about listening to all those old Woody Guthrie albums and stuff. It's just beautiful how he just, like, was going with the moment and not worried about that. I think, you know, so many bands and so many people, we just get wrapped up in trying to play things perfectly.
Right, right.
So I'm trying to, like, get into more of the improv and just letting things go and happen and evolve. Because, you know, when you're playing live and there's so many different situations, it's like things change and you might find something that you wouldn't normally. So
yeah, just play it where it lies.
Yep, exactly.
Good, cool. Now you did. You're saying you recorded from home, and a lot of people I know. It seems like home recording has become the new standard these days. It's certainly more economical. Is that is that a choice that you made because of that, or is it just you prefer the setting, or what's the?
It was definitely economically driven.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's. I think it's really helped my songwriting and helped me write a lot because it's like you can get instant feedback by listening to yourself, you know, after recording, and you know you can kind of work things out. I'm really into the home recording aspect of it because I feel so comfortable in that situation.
Sure.
But, you know, I realize that sometimes the quality is not going to be there. And hopefully I can get to the point where I can buy more equipment and be able to do it where it's you know, just a little bit more higher quality, you know. But I do kind of like the low. It's not even lo-fi because when I listen to some of the stuff I record, it's hard to even categorize it as lo-fi because to me it's, you know, lo-fi to me is like a hiss on a tape.
Right, exactly. Right. It's like old Walt Mink tapes from the late 80s with, you know, it's been a tape of a tape of a tape. You know, that four-track Tascam cassette thing where you had to keep bouncing it over and you get that hiss after a while. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, in its own way.
Sounds really cool.
Now, the Black Keys, I think they called it mid-fi is what they call their sound. Mid-fidelity.
That's what they
call
it.
Yeah, that's what they call them. Their album Thick Freakness, I think, is the term they use, mid-fi. So I apply that to a lot of home recordings these days. Yeah. I think that term works well. So
that's a band, though, that I think really, Black Keys is a band, though, that really, when they got into, like, higher quality studios, really, to me, I mean, some of those albums, maybe if they're recorded a little bit different, those older ones that they have, you know, it just doesn't sound to me. I mean, it's a sound, but I definitely like the higher quality stuff of theirs better, you know, personally.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's an example of going into a better studio and having something come out that's a little bit more magical.
Sure.
But
do you mostly play by yourself? Do you usually have people with you? Or what's your usual setting?
It varies depending on gig. And I've been trying to have a lot of different people sit in with me and do, you know, different instrumentation and, which is fun, you know, but yeah, it's a revolving cast of people that always come and play depending on who's available that night.
Right.
I play like 5 or 6 times a month, so it's kind of hard to like have a steady band because a lot of people just don't have the time.
Sure,
so.
Sure.
But.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's hear another tune. We got time for a few more at least. And so
all right.
We'll keep hearing more songs from you. Brad Senni here live from Studio A.
Oh, Say those stars before my eyes. Feel the breeze and the push of the wind, taking me out of my old skin. Lay low, circle the light, cover me up with the dark sky. Lay low, lay low, yeah, yeah. Lay low, circle the light, circle the light. Lay low.
Brad Steny live from Studio A. Nice. What is that one called?
I think Land and Lights.
Land and Lights.
Working title.
Okay. Wow. It's a work in progress. Nice.
Yes.
Hot off of your radio speaker. Brand new music by Brad Steny. So you've got another project in the works. So you've got this record that came out last April, that came out the previous April as well. So you've got another work on the way?
Yes. Well, Cyril, yes, for the Brad Steny stuff, I'm going to go into the studio at the end of January, which is this month. Got to remind myself.
That's right. It's 2011 already.
At the end of this month. And then hoping to have something released on Grainbelt by the end of the year. So it's more in the vein of Aerial View. It's really, you know, kind of soft-spoken, mellow finger-picking. Not too many upbeat songs on it. But, I'm really excited about it. I think my songwriting has grown and excited to get that out. And
yeah. These are great tunes. Now, guitar is your instrument of choice, your starting point for most of it. You do have some other. Did you take lessons from somebody? You just sort of pick it up? Or?
Yeah, I did, actually. I kind of picked it up and then decided that I needed to take some classes. And I took one quarter when they still did quarters at the community college in Minneapolis.
Oh, nice.
And had a really great guitar, Jim Auska. I think that's how you pronounce his last name. He's like a blues guy.
Uh-huh.
Really nice guy. And you know, kind of learn some of the basic stuff, which I've forgotten. And I haven't really forgotten, I don't think. But
no, he
taught me a lot of blues turnarounds that I can never seem to remember.
Right, right.
For some reason. But
the stuff you forget is the stuff that ends up being not important anyway.
But
you've got a great finger picking style. So I didn't know if you'd pick that up from someplace or you just taught yourself. Or
that actually learned from a book, you know, and just kind of learned the basic. I just learned the basic Travis picking thing. And then.
Mm-hmm.
After that, just, you know, went with it and didn't really. I mean, it got too complicated after that. I think I learned like two finger picking patterns, and I was like
the bouncing thumb thing, and then great, cool. Well, good. So, let's hear another tune. It's Brad Steny out of Minneapolis. What are we gonna hear now?
This is Spark My Fire, and this will be hopefully on the next Brad Steny release. I usually play with the harmonica, which I don't have with me, but it's called Spark My Fire.
Sit right back and take it easy. This is where you belong, right here in my arms. Listen to the gentle sounds singing and saying, holding on for dear life. Lock me in, oh, you know. Look come right over and take it easy. Ain't no way you need to be. Just lay right back, this gentle feeling. Let it be your healing. Singing and saying, holding on for dear life. Lock me in, oh, you know, if he is alright.
Brad Senni, live from Studio A. And Brad, thanks so much for being in here today.
Really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Live from Studio A, produced by Christine Dean, Ryan Dahlberg, and me, Chris Harwood. Funding provided by Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. You can find video of our sessions at theduluthscene.org, and we'll have the audio up on the website soon. To learn more about our live sessions and to listen again, go to kumd.org.